So you think Zionism is a part of Judaism? Think again. In reality, Zionism has hijacked the true Jewish faith and has used Judaism as a guise in order to achieve its mission of regional domination. So in this episode, we set out to make a final and clear distinction between Zionism and Judaism. We bring into the light the true Jews fighting to defend and protect Judaism from Zionism. Contrary to what you would expect, we endeavor to bring forward this Jewish anti-Zionist sentiment by the words of faithful Jews themselves. What better way to disassociate Zionism from Judaism than by the very statements of the followers of Judaism themselves? There is a long tradition of Jewish anti-Zionist sentiment which has opposed the Zionist project right from its shadowy origins. Groups and denominations such as Orthodox Judaism, the Bundists, the Autonomists, Reform Judaism, Haredi Judaism, the early Agudath Israel movement, the League of British Jews, Hasidic Judaism, and many, many others, all conclusively regard both the rationale and the territorial political ambitions of Zionism as inherently flawed. Orthodox Judaism. In total, Orthodox Judaism is the largest Jewish religious group. It perceives itself ideologically as the only authentic continuation of Judaism throughout the ages, and its positions reflect the mainstream of traditional rabbinic Judaism through the ages. Orthodox Judaism does not know any varieties of Judaism. It conceives Judaism as one and indivisible. Contemporary Orthodox Jews believe that they adhere to the same basic philosophy and legal framework that has existed throughout Jewish history, whereas the other denominations have departed from it. Furthermore, Orthodox Judaism claims to be the continuation of Judaism starting from the time of Moses to the time of the Mishnah and Talmud, through the development of oral law and rabbinic literature leading up to the present time. One of the initial leaders of Orthodox Judaism, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, was opposed to a Zionist movement. Now, while the Zionist movement was not founded during his lifetime, it is clear from his responses to Rabbi Shvi Hirsch Kalischer and in several places in his commentary to the Bible and Siddur, that although he had a deep love for the land of Israel, he opposed a movement to wrest political independence for the land of Israel before the Messianic era. In later works, he makes it clear that Jewish sovereignty is dependent only upon divine providence. Interestingly, the majority of Orthodox Jewish leaders reject Zionism, saying the exile of the tribes of Israel was a divine punishment and Israel can only be restored in the Messianic age by the Messiah himself. Orthodox Judaism, which grounds civic responsibilities and patriotic feelings in religion, is strongly opposed to Zionism because Zionism advocates extreme and violent nationalism and uses Zion, Jerusalem, land of Israel, redemption, and ingathering of exiles as literal rather than sacred terms, endeavoring to achieve them in this world before the will of God is actualized. Thus, Orthodox Judaism opposes the creation of a Jewish state prior to the appearance of the Messiah. Furthermore, they say that in creating the Zionist state, the Zionists are fighting and defying God's divine will. The Satmar Hasidic Group. The Satmar are an old and well-established Hasidic dynasty, one of many Jewish denominations whom are against Zionism and strongly oppose the creation of Israel. Hasidim means the pious ones, and it is interesting that many Hasidic rabbis opposed the creation and existence of a Zionist state. The leader of the Satmar Hasidic group, Grand Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum, was a fierce opponent of Zionism in all arenas, and he decried Zionism as being inherently heretical. Grand Rabbi Teitelbaum also taught that the existence of the Zionist state of Israel was actually preventing the Messiah from returning. He has been quoted as saying he felt that any participation in the Israeli government, even voting in elections, was a grave sin because it contributed to the spiritual and physical destruction of innocent people. In his arguments against Zionism, Grand Rabbi Teitelbaum cites core citations from classical Judaic sources and the passage Ketubot 1:11a from the Jewish Talmud. Based upon this passage of the Talmud, Rabbi Teitelbaum states that God imposed and bound oaths upon the Jewish people at the time of the Jews' exile from ancient Israel, which includes forbidding the Jewish people from massively migrating to the land of Eretz Yisrael, forbidding the Jewish people from rebelling against the nations of the world, forbidding the Jewish people from delaying the coming of the Messiah. According to Rabbi Teitelbaum, all three of these oaths have been broken by the Zionist entity due to their arrogance and impatience with the will of God, as per the Talmud's warnings, being impatient with God's love leads to grave danger. And thus Rabbi Teitelbaum blamed Zionism for worsening the situation of Jews worldwide and blamed the Aveira, the sins of Zionism, for being a cause of the Holocaust, both in direct and spiritual ways, because by breaking the divine oaths, Zionism caused the fulfillment of the slaughter the Talmud says will happen if the oaths are violated. And along these lines, Satmar Hasidism explains that the constant wars in Israel, the death and destruction, the killing of innocent civilians, the sorrow and grief, the bloodshed and terror, are all a result of Zionism willfully breaking and ignoring these divine oaths bound upon Judaism by God. In Rabbi Teitelbaum's book, Vayuel Moshe, considered to be his magnum opus and of utmost importance to Satmar Hasidism, he argues that Zionism is incompatible with Judaism and that based upon Exodus 2:21 and 2:22, the Jewish people should remain in exile. Finally, Rabbi Teitelbaum saw his opposition to Zionism as a way of defending Judaism, protecting Jewish lives, and preventing the bloodshed of innocent people, regardless of religious affiliation. In summary, Rabbi Teitelbaum argued that any participation in Israeli elections is one of the worst sins, and according to Halakha, Jewish law, a Jew must rather be killed than vote in Zionist Israel. He also refers to Zionist leaders such as Theodor Herzl as heretics. And finally, Grand Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum refers to political and religious Zionism as a major desecration of God's name, an opposition to God's will, and a blatant corruption of Judaism. And so you think this is the only voice defending Judaism from Zionism? Think again. In the next episode, we bring even more Judaic voices to light, defending Judaism from Zionism.